Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic. As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Hello and welcome to Front and Nationwide. This is The Athletic's dedicated Blue Jackets podcast. Aaron Portzine with you on a Thursday afternoon. Blue Jackets practice today. They're off to Winnipeg. They've got a nice back-to-back. Winnipeg on Friday, Minnesota on Saturday, then home. We'll get to some big news and notes regarding the Blue Jackets as they prepare to play the final month of the regular season. And then we'll be joined by two of the NHL's finest beat writers, Sarah Sivian, who covers the Carolina Hurricanes for The Athletic, and George Richards, who covers the Florida Panthers for Florida Hockey Now. We wanted to bring Sarah and George in to discuss the convoluted, complicated, confusing, pick your word, trade that went down Monday, literally at the last minute Monday, by the way, that saw Max Domi get traded from the Blue Jackets ultimately to Carolina in a three-way trade between the Blue Jackets, the Panthers, and the Hurricanes. I say ultimately because he was technically traded first to the Panthers. This is a weird one. We've received a ton of questions about this. A lot of questions about the mechanics of the trade, but also more than a few about the very purpose of it. What the hell was the point of that? And we'll try to get to those. I think the discussion may help with some of those. It's a wild trade. It's not as big a deal as it is a confusing trade. But it's worth exploring, and it's the only move the Blue Jackets made at the trade deadline, which I think could be surprising to some as well. So we'll bring Sarah in. We'll bring George in just a minute. Let's get to some news and notes first. The Blue Jackets announced on Thursday that goaltender Jonas Korpisalo would miss the rest of the regular season because of a lingering hip injury, one that he's battled apparently for almost two seasons now. Korpisalo will have surgery in the coming days, faces a six-month recovery, which is almost certainly not the way he intended to hit unrestricted free agency this summer. There's no word on how this will impact Corpusalo's required military service. I don't know if you remember that story from earlier this season, but it's hard to see him completing any part of that commitment while he recovers from hip surgery. So his next half year is pretty much going to be spent getting back to health again. If this sounds familiar, it should. Blue Jackets goaltender Daniil Tarasov, one of the brightest prospects in the organization, had essentially the same surgery last month, and he's hoping to be back by training camp and could very well push for an NHL job next season along with Elvis Merzlikins. In the wake of those injuries to Tarasov and Korpisalo, the Blue Jackets are now prepared to go the rest of the season with Merzlikins and Jean-Francois Berube as their goalie tandem. Merzlikins, as you'll note, has missed the last few games with back spasms. He practiced today, first practice back, and is good to go Friday in Winnipeg. Brad Larson, Blue Jackets coach, indicated today that Merzlikins is going to see a heavy workload the rest of the way. I would suspect Berube gets a few starts in there, but probably no more than that. And if you look at this way, the Blue Jackets suddenly, number three on the Blue Jackets organizational depth chart with goalies, is none other than Jet Greaves, who was an invite to the Traverse City Prospects Tournament just last fall. That tells you how quick things can change in this world. And now Jet Greaves, only signed to an NHL contract a little bit more than a month ago when they had some rather desperate goalie situations. It was actually in Columbus for a week or so when Berube was playing. He's now a muscle pull away from making his NHL debut, which is really something. And, you know, it's incredible how far away the NHL must feel sometimes for some of these guys, and yet how close it can be when certain things fall into place. Other news from the Blue Jackets today, defenseman Adam Boqvist, he has skated for a little while now. He was activated from injured reserve and is going to play Friday in Winnipeg. He took practice drills on Thursday with Vladislav Gavrikov. So call that the Blue Jackets' second pair for now. And, of course, the other news of the week was the trade of Max Domi to the Carolina Hurricanes. The only move that the Blue Jackets made at the trade deadline. As mentioned, it's quite a trade, and I'll warn you in advance here. If you suffer from vertigo, as I do, this whole thing can be pretty dizzying. So let's get to it. Let's bring in our contestants for the day to delve into this further, Blue Jackets trade of Max Domi. Okay, she is Sarah Sivian, beat writer extraordinaire for The Athletic, covering the Carolina Hurricanes. He is the mayor of Pantherland. I don't think that's overstating things. Mr. George Richards of Florida Hockey Now. Sarah, George, thanks for being here.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Hi, Portsy.
Hey, buddy. What's going on there?
What's going on, Callie?
So I'm going to go through this trade. I've been through it you guys have a lot more going on than I do with your teams right now. I've been going over this thing for a few days. I'm going to lay it out here as briefly as I can. Tell me if I screw something up, because it's a doozy and a beauty. The Hurricanes wanted Max Domi but couldn't fit him under the cap. Even if the Blue Jackets took 50%, the most allowed, which they did, the Canes couldn't get him under the cap, so they needed to bring in a third party. That's where the Panthers and friend of the program, Bill Zito, come in. The Blue Jackets technically traded Max Domi and a sixth-round pick to Florida for defenseman Tyler Inamoto. The Jackets then traded Inamoto to Carolina for defenseman Aiden Reschick, who just finished his freshman season at Boston College. Florida trades Max Domi then to Carolina. That's how he got to Carolina, for prospect Igor Korshkov, currently playing in the KHL. Sarah, this move from the Carolina perspective makes sense to me. That's really the only way that this trade makes sense to me, that perspective. I think they won this trade, if we can throw down a determination of that already. They get Domi for the bottom six. It only cost them $300,000 the rest of the way. And they don't have any interest in Inamoto. I think that's my sense. Is that your sense as well?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Everybody involved in this trade, like, hadn't been signed, didn't want to be signed, something like that. So it's kind of definitely a win for the Canes, but it's kind of like apples to oranges, right?
Yeah, yeah. And what? Tell me what the Canes see in Domi, where he fits, where he can help them, because they are so deep at forward.
Yeah, I do think this trade is kind of growing on me because obviously when all the details came to light, it made sense that they weren't spending that much money for him. And he's played with Kotkaniemi in the playoffs before. And now, yes, he's debuting with him on the fourth line tonight. And that's, they want a depth scoring. And that's going to be, if they can recreate what they did in Montreal, that's going to be some depth scoring. And I think I've been talking to a few people that he used to play with. And it's just like, if he has elite players next to him, he's a very elevated player and is a very, very good player. So I think when he has the right castmates next to him, it makes sense for the Canes. I mean, they wanted a goal scorer, I thought. So I was a little puzzled when you look at kind of the past few seasons from him, but he has had one or two seasons where he's scoring plus 20 goals. So
Yeah. He is a talented dude. It comes and it goes, but like you said, he wasn't playing with guys consistently here that are, you know, of the ilk that he may be playing with there, certainly at the pace. George, the Panthers to me are a mystery on this one. We'll get to the Blue Jackets in a second. Bill Zito, hard to question anything he's done in Florida, because he has those Panthers humming along. I'm sure he's got a reason for this. They've got a threat to do something that hasn't been done in South Florida since the Doug McClain days. But what is the thinking here? Because if you boil this down to the simplest form, the Panthers paid about $300,000 for a sixth-round pick, which seems steep. Yep. But not only did they do that, but they did it to help a team that they could very well be facing in these playoffs. What's the thinking there?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, we haven't spoken to Bill Zito about it. The trade went down after his availability. I didn't see him yesterday at practice. On the surface, it doesn't make any sense because Florida and Carolina most definitely could meet up in the Eastern Conference Final. And, you know, Domi, he's going to, you know, mess around and, you know, he'll be a part of that series. But if it happens, I'm sure the Panthers are thinking, you know, we're not thinking that far ahead. Maybe it was a solid for Yarmo. Maybe it was, you know, trying to, you know, I don't know. Either that or they really like the Korshev kid from the KHL. Florida's had some success with players coming over from the K. So, you know, that could possibly be a thing. But on the surface, you're right, Ports, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, just a strange one.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The Blue Jackets, from their perspective, they took the best deal they could get for Domi.
Yep.
I mean, think about that. And it took them until 2:59 p.m., literally, to swing this. They're paying $600,000 the rest of the way for Domi to play for a division rival, such that it is. And they have to show – all they have to show for it is a moderately promising defenseman prospect, Rushik. This I think this tells you how little a market there was for Domi. I mean, Carolina's taking him for $300,000. That, hell yeah, you do that. If he doesn't give you anything, you've lost essentially nothing. It also says how eager the Blue Jackets were to get rid of him. Now, you know, the other thing that's so hard for some Columbus fans to accept about this trade is Max Domi represented what they got for Josh Anderson, which was a hard player to trade for them. Domi's what they got in return under the hope he could play center. He couldn't. They've got a prospect that they drafted for with the pick that they got along with Domi, but Tell us, Sarah, if you would, about Reshick, a draft pick from just last year. How high were the Canes on him? I hear kind of a mixed bag of responses from scouts and draft analysts. What have you heard about him, if anything, that should provide optimism for Blue Jackets fans?
Yeah, to be honest, I'd love to provide optimism for Blue Jackets fans, but I had not really heard much about him at all. So that's kind of neutral. It's not great, but it's not horrible, right? I mean, everybody knows, you look at the place he went in the draft and it's kind of like, all right, you're not expecting mountains to be moved, but you never know. You never know.
Yeah, puck moving, supposedly defenseman who had 8 points freshman season at college. Again, guys are mixed on him. I don't think it's a huge return for him, but again, how quickly they wanted to get rid of Domi.
Exactly.
And Sarah, the Hurricanes didn't really do much at this trade deadline. The feeling there is that's a cap issue, but they feel like they're pretty damn solid. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. And I think probably the number one thing, which is kind of why they didn't make a bigger move and that this worked so well for them, is that they really didn't want to give anybody up on the roster, which we'll see how that pans out. But they were very adamant, like, if they can keep every single guy on the team, they're not going to mess with it, because it partially, they all love each other, and partially it's the system with Rod. It's so fast, and it can take people to like catch up a little bit. But I think Domi can fit in a system like that.
Yeah. He's a little crazy too. Is that good for them?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They need guys like that are a little, you see Trocheck chirping at everybody. Like they need, but at the same time, they need more of that. And I know he's not like his dad to that extent, but I do know he's a chippy player. And I think the Canes have lacked that a lot coming into the playoffs. So,
yeah. Yeah. The thing with, like, he doesn't fight as much as his dad, which is a damn shame because his dad was such an entertainer. but he does get like gloriously unhinged sometimes, where he just is just off the rails and there's nothing you can do to get him back, which is great. But he's never done the heavyweight belt thing on his way to the box like Ty used to do all the time, which was the best.
Yeah, Rod Brind'Amour asked if he ever fought Domi, and he said, who didn't? Like,
yeah. Yeah, that could be an interesting relationship.
Yeah, his dad said, obviously, Ty Domi said he was so excited, like he was more excited than anybody that Max went to the Canes because he loves Rod as a coach. So I thought that was cool.
That's awesome. I've been calling Max Ty for like 2 years now.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, don't feel bad. George, the Panthers went crazy at the trade deadline. This is all in, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when you look at what the Panthers gave up, I mean, they gave up 2 first-round picks. Owen Tippett, a very solid, borderline NHL player. But you get Ben Chiarot back, and you get Claude Giroux, and by putting Aaron Ekblad on LTIR, they're able to bring in another depth defenseman in Robert Hag from Buffalo. And you know, going back to this three-way deal, you know, I think, you know, Zito just wanted to, you know, be able to use some of that newfound salary cap space that he had, right? And he helps out his buddy in Columbus. So, yeah, Panthers go all in. I mean, they've got 3 new faces in the lineup tonight. They play Montreal, and they've got, you know, everybody in there. Giroux is in there on the first line. So they're looking pretty good.
Now, Zito's an interesting cat, of course. He was an assistant GM under Jarmo Kekalainen for a few years before he went to Florida. George, he's got to be a folk hero down there right now, or a burgeoning one, at least. I've always said Zito's the type of guy that looks at the CBA. Everybody else sees rules. He sees opportunities. He sees holes in the CBA, perfectly legal. But this guy knows how to operate and knows how to work a system. He's done well in that regard for Florida. What's his status down there? How do people – is he the savior of the franchise?
Well, I mean, if he was doing this for the Miami Dolphins, they'd already have statues and highways named after him down here. But yeah, I mean, when you talk about the Panthers, he has just done a, you know, just look at the way he has turned over this roster since he took over for Dale Talon 2 years ago, and it's just amazing there's like five players left from the 2020 team. Wow. And that was a team that, you know, they brought in Joel Quenneville. They signed all those free agents in July in 2019. They go 1 year with Dale Towne with all that. And then Bill Zito comes in here. And basically, with the exception of Sasha Barkov, Jonathan Huberdeau, Aaron Ekblad, and Bob, blows it up. So, you know, it's pretty incredible what he's done. And what you talk about using the salary cap to his advantage, to the team's advantage. He's a former agent. You know, he used to talk to teams and say, hey, no, you can fit so-and-so in because you do X, Y, and Z with the cap. Right. And he's got a front office for those kind of guys. So it's not really a surprise that he's been able to do that stuff.
Yeah. The man loves to argue, too. He can have a good argument with him.
Yes, you can. About anything.
Oh, anything. Like the most ridiculous thing. You don't even know why you're arguing about it. You just go down that road.
I've had arguments with him about the baseball cap I wore to practice. You know, it's like, what happened there?
It's amazing. Yeah. I asked people out there in Twitter land if they wanted to throw a question. Sarah, you good with a couple of interesting ones here?
Of course. I'd love nothing more.
You probably get this a lot. Is cheer wine still as delicious as ever?
I've honestly never had it. Sugar does crazy things to me.
Sugar.
If there's ever diet cheer wine, count me in.
Yes.
Can I answer this one?
Yes.
Hit me.
This one's more in my wheelhouse. I've got cheer wine in the house here in Florida.
Mm. Yes. Oh, wow.
Cheer wine is as delicious. And Sarah, they do make a cheer wine zero. We can't get it down here.
Right.
You sure as heck can in Raleigh.
I'm on it.
It's delicious. It's really good. Cheer wine zero is really good.
I love going to Raleigh because there's cheer wine there and nowhere else.
Right.
One of the few reasons I like going to Pittsburgh is because there's RC there and nowhere
else.
Oh,
yeah.
RC.
You can get the cheer wine float at Cookout, too. So check
there
that
you
out.
Go. Oh, Cookout. Don't get me started. And with these questions, of course, you can see where the Blue Jacket season is headed right now. another one, Sarah. This guy wants to know, Jonathan Barnes seems a semi-normal guy. Can you mail him some Sunrise Biscuit Kitchen from Chapel Hill? Is that possible?
Okay. Yes. You are on something with that. Sunrise Biscuit Kitchen. That's a good, good place. Yeah. Nice. I like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit there. That's A1.
Yeah. And then to a hockey question from the same cat, does Max Domi resurrect? This is Jonathan Barnes, by the way, if you're listening, Jonathan. Thanks for the questions.
Thank you.
Does Max Domi resurrect the Bunch of Jerks movement in the triangle?
Maybe. Yeah, they need some snarl in the lineup, right? Trocheck has been kind of funny lately, and I was talking to him like a little bit yesterday, and he was just like, yeah, I've been talking a lot this season. Like, at least the Canes have got that maybe in his contract year, and maybe he and Domi will kind of join forces and be kind of the bad boys of the Bunch of Jerks movement.
Yeah, they'll have to tell Domi to shut up if he's anything like here.
Perfect.
Because he gets going pretty good. all right. So what's the outlook? Let's go to each of you first, Sarah, the outlook of your team. What is the expectation? Is it Stanley Cup, get to the Stanley Cup or bust? Is it cup or bust? What are the expectations as you come into the stretch drive here?
I think it's get to the Stanley Cup or bust because you look at the past and the ECF run was kind of a Cinderella and now they've been perennial playoff. In a playoff position, but it's like they need to take that next step. And after they were first round exit via Tampa last time, it was kind of Aho just looked so upset. And he was like, this isn't good enough anymore. Like, it's time. So I don't know if they have to win this cup this year. And they have a few years to do that in Aho's contract, I think. And then they got to start asking questions. But I think they need to make it to the cup final, especially because they didn't make many moves, you know? So they're going to be criticized for that if they don't make it.
Yeah. Interesting. It does seem to be the next step. George, this is all still kind of so new to Florida to be one of the elite teams. What's necessary in the postseason for this all to be enough?
Well, I think unlike Carolina, Florida, you know, hasn't had any recent playoff success, right? They haven't won a playoff series since 1996. So that's incredible. 26 years ago. That's the year of the rat. Miami Arena stuff. So it's been a really long time that this team has even won a series. So let's, you know, how about Florida win a series and then we'll talk. But that said, yes, I think this is a Stanley Cup or bust team. You don't make the moves that Bill Zito made at the trade deadline, trading away future assets the way they have to make this team as good as it is. They, you know, this is a get to the Stanley Cup finals, see what happens. We all know hockey playoffs are nuts. This isn't the NBA. The eight rarely upsets the one in the NBA, but it happens in the NHL a lot.
Yeah.
So they're just a different animal when it comes to that. But Florida, they're going for it. And then they know that after this, you know, next year they're still going to be good, but they're not going to have the draft, the cap space next year to make the kind of moves that they did this year. And then this is the last year Barkov and Huberdeau are on their team friendly deals. Barkov's getting $10 million next year. Huberdeau the year after is going to get his payday. So they're going for it now. They see a small window. There's not a lot of opportunity to win and win it all. And the Panthers realize that, and that's what they're going for.
And one of the real bright stories for Florida this year has been how Bobrovsky has gotten it together.
Yeah.
And now he has not historically been a great playoff goalie. Where's Bob at in all of this, and how much is leaning on him here when the games start to really mean something?
I think quite a bit, right? I mean, he's had how many really good series in his postseason career in Columbus? I mean, the Washington one that I covered with you was okay. It was pretty good.
Okay.
It was okay. The Tampa Bay series, obviously, and the Boston series, I don't think people were giving him a lot of blame for losing to Boston in round two. And then he signs with Florida. So a lot of weight is on Bobrovsky, but I think having, especially when you've got Spencer Knight waiting in the wings, and last year Bob, was pulled for Chris Drieger, then put back in, then pulled for Spencer Knight. So he didn't have a very good postseason last year against Tampa Bay, the Panthers. I mean, but he's looked like a different, he's looked Vezina worthy at times this season where I didn't think we saw that last year. So the Panthers are putting a lot of their eggs in that basket. That's for sure.
Yeah. How many times has Bob said, "I'm not really thinking of this"?
Every time we talk.
I love it. It's the best.
It is.
It's the best. Hey, Sarah Sivian, The Athletic, George Richards, Florida Hockey Now. Thanks so much for your time. Thanks for being with us. I hope it brought some sort of clarity to this trade.
We tried our best.
We did everything we could. It's, they didn't do us any favors, these guys.
Still makes no sense, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, thanks. Thanks, y'all. Thanks for doing this. I really appreciate it. Hope to see you out there on the tour here very soon.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.